I'm Aaron Schachter in for Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. Finally, a deal of historic proportions, really big. But here's a Cliff Notes version of it. Iran accepts restrictions on its nuclear program and in return gets relief on sanctions. President Obama today hailed the agreement, saying it prevents Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon.
This deal meets every single one of the bottom lines that we established when we achieved a framework earlier this spring. Every pathway to a nuclear weapon is cut off. And the inspection and transparency regime necessary to verify that objective will be put in place.
Obama's comments were heard live on Iranian TV today. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani also praised the deal. Speaking through a translator here, he said it shouldn't be viewed as a win-lose proposition.
Negotiations and agreements can only be a stable, which will be win and win for both parties.
Of course, not everyone is sold on the agreement. Obama and Rouhani both face enormous skepticism at home. And then there's Israel. More on that in a few minutes. But first, let's get an overview of the deal from Iran expert Barbara Slavin. She's author of a book about Iran-U.S. relations called Bitter Friends, Bosom Enemies.
This is a landmark agreement between the international and community and Iran, and between the United States and Iran, which, although they haven't had diplomatic relations for 35, 36 years, have spent a great part of the last 2 years negotiating this deal. So we can talk about the technical aspects of it. It's intended to keep Iran from being able to develop a nuclear weapon for at least a decade in return for relief of economic sanctions. But I think even more important is that it shows that it is possible to have a diplomatic resolution to an issue that could have brought the United States and other countries to the brink of war with Iran.
Now, you seem pretty positive about this thing, and yet there's a whole lot of opposition, both from Congress and, of course, from Israel. What is it that they're missing, or what is it that they don't understand?
Well, I think they're right to be skeptical. All of us should be skeptical. This is an enormously complicated agreement with many moving parts, and implementation, you know, will begin and may go for years and years. There are likely to be problems that will have to be resolved. And of course, the concern of Israel and the Arab states across the Persian Gulf from Iran is that Iran is going to get a lot richer. It's going to get its hands on frozen assets. It's going to be able to sell oil freely again, be able to trade freely with the international community. So they're worried that Iran is going to take this new wealth and put it into destabilizing activities in the region. The hope is that Iran will spend the bulk of this money on dealing with urgent domestic priorities.
Now, Congress has 60 days to review this deal, correct? They get the full text. And what if they say no?
Well, President Obama has already said in his early morning comments that he would veto any resolution to disapprove the agreement. So the task before the opponents is to get a sufficient number of votes to override a veto, and I think that's going to be very difficult.
Now, without approval from Congress, without a positive view from Congress, does this deal really mean very much?
Yes, it does. The President of the United States has the authority, and most of the major agreements that are reached between the United States and foreign countries are executive agreements. This is not a treaty. It does not require a two-thirds vote in the Senate to ratify it. And the Iranian parliament doesn't have to formally ratify something called the Additional Protocol for 8 years. Iran will implement it without having its parliament formally ratify it. So this is a deal between governments, between executive branches. And remember, it's not just the United States and Iran. It's Iran and the international community. It's the P5 plus one. It's the Security Council, permanent members, plus Germany, that are all signing off on this deal.
Now, Barbara, you've obviously been following these talks for a very long time, and you're in touch with a lot of Iranians. You visited Iran. What does this moment mean for you personally?
Well, I tried to go to sleep last night after they announced that the announcement wouldn't come until this morning. I didn't get very much sleep. This has been my work now quite solidly for the last 5 years with the Atlantic Council, and I've been going to Iran for 20 years now. I know so many people who are hoping that their country will change in a positive way, who are hoping that they'll no longer be seen as international pariahs. I know so many Iranian Americans who want to put the two halves of their of their identities together in a constructive way. So even though I'm not Iranian, it's a very emotional day, I have to say. It is a moment, I think, to sit back, take a deep breath, and simply feel good about the fact that, you know, in this violent world, something can be resolved peacefully and through diplomacy.
That was Barbara Slavin, a fellow with the Atlantic Council.